I just want to say this. I mean, to make it very practical and simple for us, it's really, in a practical way, abiding in Him is really one being in the Word of God. In verse 7 it says, if ye my words abide in you, that's what you mentioned, Brother Bill. And also then he says, and ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. And I certainly believe these are the two elements, in a practical way, that will help the believer to abide. And that is the Word of God and prayer. And this is two things that are needful in the life of the believer, in a practical way. I always like to say in a practical way, because we are in Christ and that will never change. But in a practical way, for us to abide, it has to be based on the Word of God and also where the saints of God are praying. And if you look at that portion, there are three abiding, if you will. There is abide in me, abide in the vine, and abide in my love. And I would like to just make a little distinction, if you will, between these three abiding. Abiding in me gives the believer the right to be part of that vine. That is to say, I'm associated with Christ Jesus in where and who is the one who is the husbandman? Is the Father Himself. I'm in the circle of the Father, if you will. Abiding in the vine is this is where the challenge comes in bearing much fruit. So that the believer is not only in the circle of the Father's love, if you will, but it is his responsibility as being part of that vine to bring forth fruit. But abiding in my love, it brings to light the reality of discipleship. And that's why later on he would say, love ye one another. But what's the measure? As I have loved you. Previously he says, by this they shall know ye are my disciples. How do they do it? By loving one another as I have loved you. So abiding in me gives me a part of associated with Christ in relationship with the Father. Abiding in the branch gives me the responsibility to bear fruit. And abiding in His love shows forth that I'm genuinely a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, John, you brought us to verse 9. And I wonder if that abiding there, we could just continue on from that point. And I'll add on an additional thought that there's another abiding in verse 11. It's the King James uses the word remain, but his joy abides in us. It's also the same word. His joy abides in us. And this is another aspect or another result of this connection with Christ that is unchanging on the one hand, but is connected with our responsibility on the other hand.
So I want to point out to us in this chapter, if you look at the end of 14, the Lord says, let us arise, let us go hence. Chapter 15 offers to the believer all the security that we absolutely need. You cannot imagine, brethren, that the Father would have anything that would not bring glory to Himself. God is, in His wonderful ways, would work things out. Nothing depends on us. It is all dependent on divine persons. If God has the vine as something for His enjoyment, that vine is going to produce fruit. Wonderful we have the thought, and for our security for our souls, we know Christ is the true vine. We also know the Father is the husband. We know that this vine has branches, and God has a means of producing fruit, even where there is, as we've said before, there are those that are not producing fruit. It's wonderful to see, and I would appreciate some correction on this, but in this chapter we have instruction from the Lord Jesus as to how to get on, at least the disciples did, in His absence. 16 gives us, verse 16, read that, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. There's a guarantee. And it says that your fruit should remain. I have difficulty with us looking at the chapter and expressing anything that would depend on us for God. Everything depends on Christ. The link for us, even though it perhaps is suggested later, the Spirit of God links us with this one who is the true vine. God, in His wonderful ways, will see to it that there is fruit. So for us, some of us who look at this and think of the possibility, well, I'm not bearing fruit, and I'm not going to bear fruit, therefore I'm going to be rude. I think God in his wonderful ways guard against that. The Lord Jesus gives wonderful instruction here. What we need to hold on to is his instruction. Hold fast to his word. I think Brother John pointed out, his love is there, his word is there, his command is there, and he is providing everything for us. We need to realize that in our souls.
I think it would be a good idea, there's a minute left, that we would not end just talking about the branches, because when we talk about ourselves, we could sense it already. But maybe we should talk about the fruit. Because we explain all of that, and maybe it would be a good thing for us to know what is a fruit? What are we talking about? Are we just talking about good works? Not at all. Because there are unbelievers that are doing such good works. The fruits are simply this. It is a reproduction of the life of Christ in you and in me. And this is what we should be striving for. By being with him, in his presence, learning from his word, the features of Christ, and that is the vine that John mentioned earlier on in the Bible, in the reading, the vine that brings joy to the heart of God and to man. Good works might bring joy to the heart of man, but if it's not the result of the reproduction of the life of Christ, it's not going to bring any glory, that's the purpose, or any joy to the heart of God. So the fruit is simply this, that you and I, by abiding in him, by reading his word and being in his presence, we will be changed from glory to glory. We will be like the Lord Jesus Christ. So every word we say, every action we do, it will be like what Christ will himself do then. And that is the whole idea. Then there's glory for the Father, because after all, that's why we are left here, to bring joy and glory to God.
So that then, not only does it happen that we bring forth that in terms of fruit, but it becomes multiplied, it intensifies, it becomes more of that, and then ultimately much of that.
More of that is produced by less of self. Total reliance on the Lord. Sing and then we'll wait upon.
Should we stand?